Welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. Flash hell and welcome, questers. I'm your host, Aylorin, and welcome to the NORATH News Network. This is episode 9. Today is April 18th, 2015, and I'm joined by my co-host, Lagan.
Hello, questers, and welcome to the NORATH News Network. Today we're going to be talking about some of the things we've been doing in our games. Then we're going to talk about kind of a new segment. We're going to talk about headlines in the gaming industry. Then we're going to, of course, go over our Norathian news, and then we'll have maybe some lore section, too. So we look forward to bringing all of this to you, and I hope you're listening to us.
All right. Well, let's start off with what have we done in-game this week? What did you do, Lagan?
Absolutely nothing. No, I'm kidding. I played some Landmark, a little bit of Landmark this week. I didn't do a whole lot of building, but I went around and did some harvesting. And did some killing of things to get the ether shards. And right here, right now, I'm going to vent a little bit. Because, oh my gosh. I went to all the trouble to build or craft this top tier axe that will give me the fastest harvesting of wood and all of this stuff. And part of the news this week just did away with all of that. So,
spoilers for the upcoming news story.
Yeah, I'm just really. I mean, now don't get me wrong. It will make the game better, and I'm all for making the game better. But you guys out there know that when you spend all this time and effort gathering the stuff that you need to build something, and then you build it, and it's grand, and you're one of the ones that has it because you put all that effort into it, and then the developers come back and say, "Oh, you know what? That doesn't matter anymore." So I'm a little miffed. I'm just gonna say a little miffed, but
okay.
I'll get over it.
You know, when somebody makes our tangent button, they need to make a rant button for us as well.
Well, I'm allowed to rant.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I do.
Sure. I didn't play any Landmark, but we did play. I played some EQ2. Played some with Lagan, some
yes.
Stuff a little bit, and we recreated characters in EQ2. Lagan's characters, your characters were gone, right? Like it had been so long since
they
we played.
They were, yeah. Well, you know, games hate me. They really do. Let's, you know, reference the Landmark stuff that I build the axe and then it gets taken away. But other games hate me too because characters just disappear, stuff disappears, people get rewards that, and when I should get those rewards, I don't get them. So I don't even know why I play games actually. This could be a theme on this episode. I'm going to rant.
Disgruntled Lagan. The theme. Maybe that'll be the title of the episode.
That's right.
So we made new characters. I'm running a human inquisitor, and Lagan's doing a wood elf ranger.
Yeah, wood elf ranger.
Ranger, right?
Yep.
EQ2 changed quite a bit. Since the last time I was in there, the leveling system seemed different. I could be wrong on that. Maybe I just never played it enough to really notice that the leveling system was different. But I kind of found it convoluted.
They have an alternate way of leveling, and I'm not sure that I understand it yet either. So it's kind of strange.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go outside of the game to look that up because really I'm just like it keeps asking for points and different things and. It's real. It seems convoluted to me, and I could just be total noob. I'm gonna assume it's my fault. I'm gonna assume that I'm ignorant.
I'm gonna assume it's your fault too, but I do it with most things.
Right, so. As you should. It's funny. Is in those early levels, you just get inundated with abilities. Like every time you level, your just hotbar grows 3 times the size it was a moment ago. So what? Why? Ah, so many spells.
You're not complaining about that, are you?
No. I mean, it's nice. You always want to get new stuff in an MMO, and I am a fan. Like I like the way EQ does it, where you're constantly replacing spells with the same spell essentially, but it's just upgraded. WoW did that pre-Cataclysm, where like you'd hit level something or another, and your corruption would get you get corruption 2, and then you'd level a couple times, oh, corruption 3, and I was always excited for those. Now, WoW don't do that anymore, and a lot of the new MMOs don't. That's kind of going away, that your spells kind of upgrade behind the scenes. EQ2 right now is, I don't think I'm getting upgrades of those spells. I'm just getting a lot of spells, a lot of options, and that's good. The Quizzer seems to have a couple different play styles you could go with, and it's giving you spells to confident, to work with all those. No, all this could be absolutely wrong. I'm sure there's a rabid Inquisitor fan out there going, "What an idiot!" And yes, that's me. but I'm okay with it. I own it.
You own being an idiot?
I do. I do. I have for years. But that's really, we didn't play a whole lot. Just kind of did some new Hallows questing, and are getting ready to move out of that area, I think. But
Yeah, we're almost out of that area. And last time we played EQ2, we got to this area and got to this level, and for some reason we both got so frustrated with it. There doesn't seem to be as much frustration this time through, but last time we got so frustrated with it that we stopped playing it. But I think we're going to make it through this time.
Well, we've played a lot of games since. This is not a part planned part of the episode, but just to talk about the. I don't know. This should be a whole episode of the adventures of Legan and Aelwyn, when Legan divorced World of Warcraft, and we. In Judge Dredd, when the old judge has to walk outside the walls and wander the desert?
Yes.
When we were shut outside of the carrying walls of Warcraft, and we had to wander the desert of free-to-play MMOs. we've played a lot of crappy games.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and own that most of them were my idea. And
Yes, they were.
yes, and most of them didn't pan out. But so I think that's one reason why EQ2 isn't bothering us and probably me as much now as it did the first time we tried to play it, because we've played worse.
Oh, indeed we have. Yeah. And I mean, you have to realize that EQ and EQ2 and eventually EverQuest Next, these guys have been doing these games for quite some time, so they have a lot of the mechanics and everything down. Some of the other games that we've played, you can't say that about. I mean,
Oh yeah.
they were horrible.
Real quick, worst one. We shouldn't trash other games, and we're actually going to talk about other game news here in just a little bit. But
Okay, I can't remember the name of it because I probably tried to forget it. But it was one that you sent me and said, "Hey, we got to try this." And I think you played it one time. I played it twice.
okay, it was going to be my worst one too. I'm going to assume that you're talking about Arcage.
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
Yikes,
Oh my God. That, I mean,
was
if
it?
there was a if there was a gaming Hades, that's it.
Several of our group beta tested it, or alpha. I was in the alpha, I think. And oh, I've forgotten his character name. Well, the gentleman that made our logo also was in the alpha with me, and we both played, I think, 3 days and stopped playing.
Well, I'm surprised you played 3 days.
Well, because the hype was real. The game, it looked, I will say this, the game is real pretty. It really is. It looks really good. And if you are a crafter person, like you like the crafting, and if you like the Korean MMO format, which I do not, then that game may be good for you. There's a lot of people who really enjoy ArcheAge, but you gotta be that I'm not their audience. I know that going in, and so it's got some things. I will say it's so grindy. I think I don't know how many times I leveled quite a bit in those 3 days, and I don't think I ever got a quest reward that wasn't a health potion. I don't think I ever got like a sword or anything. Just got health potions.
I will say that I'm not opposed to some things being grindy. I mean, in games, and it was ticking me off. So, I mean, it was
Yeah,
you know,
it was, I didn't care for it.
it may appeal to some people, like you said, and for those people that like that type of game, I apologize. It's just not my thing. And I would never play that again.
And I will
And
tell
if
you.
you suggest that we play it again, I will take exception to your insanity. I mean,
Now,
so.
if two of our three fans request that we play Arcane, then we probably will. But it's free after
No,
all.
I'm not. I'm going to
But
draw the line and say
so
no.
I think EQ2, we gave EQ2, we're more accepting of its kind of, I don't know, not its flaws. It's a good game. It's pretty well good, and I think visually it holds up. I think
Pretty
it
well
looks
good.
fine. It works good. My biggest complaint, besides the leveling system, seems just in desperate need of overhaul. Maybe it has been overhauled. It seems really convoluted to me. But let's talk. And EQ suffers the same malady. The map.
Oh dear Lord, the map.
That map. That map, though.
Yeah, the map is The map and let's talk about the map in EQ2 first. The map in EQ2, it looks like it was done by a 6-year-old. I'm sorry, but it was done in. It looks like it was done it with Microsoft
It
Paint,
does look like I've done an MS Paint. I think that's absolutely correct.
and it looks like it was done by a 6-year-old. And it's hard to follow stuff. It's hard to find stuff on it.
Like, well, you know, it's not like the aesthetic of the map. The continents and whatnot are great and pretty. But then there's all these like yellow dots and little blue dots that you can't find, and there's just stuff and it's cluttered and it's useless to me. Like, I don't even bring it up. I think it does not convey information to me very well. Again, I'm willing to accept that I may be just noob and not reading it correctly. But I mean, like we said, played a lot of MMOs. Easily the worst map I've encountered of all of them. I'm
Well,
gonna say worse
you
than
know, we've
EQs,
been we've been uh, we've
which is
been
bad.
complaining a lot about certain games, and but tell me, so let's talk about real quick. What do you like about EQ2? What is one of the things that you take and say, "Wow, this is really well done"?
Well, I think it looks good still. 10 years old, it did not go with the cartoonish stylized style that like Warcraft did. They came out close to the same
Right.
amount of time. It went with a more realistic, more traditionally EverQuest look. And those games tend to age faster than the stylized look. But I think EQ2 still looks pretty good. I think the quests have been fairly mixed since we started. I don't feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again yet. I know that will come as it does in all RPGs, and it's okay.
Right.
But at the start off, and I think the crafting system is pretty good, and it really stresses that early on, which is probably makes in-game easier down the line when you're trying to do that stuff. And I like the way my Inquisitor's playing. I like all the lightning strikes and stuff like that. I'm enjoying the game. I know you're right. It does seem like we went a little rant against EQ2. I'm enjoying EQ2, aside from the map.
Yeah, the I mean the map to me the map is the only thing that I really find annoying.
Well, the leveling system seems, I don't, it's annoying me
Well,
right
the
now.
I think the leveling system though is something we just don't know about yet. I
That's
think
true.
once we get information about it, that'll be okay. Like I said, I think that it still looks good. I think it still plays well. I like the ease with which you can pick up quests, and I like the ease that you can find stuff to craft with. That seems to be a really easy part of the game. You just find where it is and click on it, and you don't have to go and go through 3 hours of classes or find this guy to tell you how to do one thing. So you just it automatically levels you up, and I like that because I like crafting, but that's not what I play the game for.
Yeah, I agree.
And some games, the crafting takes over the game. It's like, oh, well, you have to make this if you're going to be accepted in the community. You have to make this,
Right, yeah.
Otherwise you're ostracized. Oh, you haven't made the crown of such and such? Oh, well, banishment.
Management. Let's see, we've had a good discussion here. I tell you what, though, Lagan, I think we may have to skip over our outside world game news and go into our news, because we've got a lot of news. We've actually run kind of long. So let's just dive right into the Norathian news from this week.
The Norathian News. Take it away.
Okay. We're going to start with the landmark update on crafting and farming. Or harvesting, that's what they call it. Sorry. So some changes coming. Terry Michaels, I think. Was it Terry?
Yeah, it was Terry Michaels.
They posted something there. As you may have heard earlier in the show, axes and sickles will now harvest any axe and any sickle harvest any plant or tree, respectively. Just the higher grade ones do so. They give you more resources and they go faster and do more damage and things like that. I'm gonna run through
Get me
this real,
started.
yeah. I'm gonna run through these changes. There's a lot of changes coming, and I don't know what prompted these. What they said was that Landmark is primary goal has always been to test EQN systems. That's a direct quote, but not all of the things that they're testing are really applicable to Landmark, and so they've decided for the time being to remove them from Landmark to better Landmark play. But they may some of these things may come back later on when EQN is needs more testing. So the random one of the big things was random item creation and random stats. No, removal of upgrading and random item quality. That's what that is. And they said that's a core element of EQN, but right now it doesn't have a big impact on Landmark, so they're removing it. But it will come back in later. Salvaging is being removed from the game. Ether shards are no longer required components in most recipes. Several of the stations that are involved in salvaging and creation are being combined or slimmed down. You'll have to go and read all of it because it's a pretty long list of updates they're doing. I'm just going to go over it real quick. Heartwood and the various items used to make heartwood have been removed from the game. Oh, and this is probably the big one. Building materials that previously used dirt, sand, snow, ice, and common stone can now be placed for free. Now, it's not like you ever. I barely play Landmark. I don't play it a whole lot. And I'm terrible at it, as admitted on many other shows.
As previously documented.
As previously documented, that's right. But I've always had. I've never run out of any of those things.
Right.
So, I don't know. Yeah, why wouldn't you place it for free? Like, it's not
Yeah,
like.
because you, I mean, every time you mine something, you get those things.
You get dirt, right?
Yeah.
And you ain't paying attention to it, really. I don't, anyway. Now, some of those people doing those big, huge builds may. Maybe they do run out. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. The crafting station consolidation. The stone forge is now simply the forge. The Tinker's Workshop is now the workshop. The Master Sifter is now the sifter. The Replicator is a new refining station capable of refining all material types at 300% efficiency, and it's now in the game. All other crafting refining stations have been disabled and can no longer be crafted, though they can still be placed as decorative props from the prop palette. Which I don't know if we discussed the prop palette being in there. That came at the last update, but it's a really great add-on that they've done. that got all your props out of your bags. Oh, we did discuss that in one of our episodes, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was. We went into quite a bit of detail on it, actually.
I listen. I totally listen.
So your memory is now going too.
Well, you get this age.
Yeah, your age.
The changes. There's been changes to the Founder's pickaxe and the Mastercraft bracer. And they see the Founder's pickaxe has begun slight stat realignment and can now be upgraded. Three new versions, the Settler pickaxe, the Explorer pickaxe, and the Trailblazer pickaxe, can be sequentially crafted to improve stats and raise mining, which makes the pickaxe viable from initial acquisition through in-game. There you go, I got that out. And
Finally.
changes to the Mastercraft bracers now increase the yield of component recipes, such as smelted copper, by 20%. This means that your recipe yielding 150 components would actually yield 180. So for all those of us who have the Founders packs, yay for that stuff. And that is a very fast run through of a whole lot of changes.
Yeah, if you want to make sure that you get all of those changes, then you need to go read this on. It's on the forums, and
Landmark.
Landmark forums,
And
and it's written
Cinder,
by Terry Michaels.
upcoming crafting harvesting changes.
Right.
That's the article or the post, whatever. So that's pretty much the I will okay. Terry Michaels also, I don't know if it was this week, but there's been the questions are still around about the wipe. There's a huge Terry Michaels. There's so many Terry Michaels posts out there about that. We're not going to go over it again. But if you still have questions about the wipe coming, there's so all your questions have been answered on the forum. That's an 8-run guarantee. Your questions have been answered. I feel like Terry Michaels has written a book on that subject, so it's
Yeah,
out
he's
there.
done a very good job of trying and been from my viewpoint, been very patient with people and answering their questions about it. And I understand there's some a level of angst about this, but you know, it's gonna happen. And I understand you have questions, but it is a continuous barrage of questions.
Yeah, been a lot of questions.
And so, you know, at some point you just gotta say, okay. And wait and get it, you know, get accept what's going to happen. I think we have a some gamers have issues with, you know, everything. They oh, it's changing, so I have to know exactly what, you know, where's my furry little animal going to go? You know, well, you know, sometimes your furry little animal goes away.
That was a weird example.
It was.
I don't want to know about what furry little animal you've lost. Like, again, we're gonna stay out of your personal life and move on. Family
Yes,
show.
please do stay out of my personal life. You don't want to know about it.
EQ. We talked a lot about EQ2 this episode, and we're gonna keep on because EQ2 had some news.
It does, and they came out, and we have the rum cellar zones that are going to be coming upcoming.
Campaign.
There's six campaign.
Campaign or event? What are they
They
calling it?
well, they're calling it a zones.
Oh,
They're
there you
calling
go.
it zones. So there's six different zones, and there's a lot of questions about how the pay model is going to be, which they kind of glossed over. They haven't had said a lot about the pay model for this, but they are talking about. What you're going to get out of it, what kind of drops you can see, what kind of quests these are. The rum cellar, and it's meant as far as difficulty and itemization to supplement those who are finding it difficult to get through the tier one and tier two level raid targets. So evidently they're putting out I don't know, a simplified version of the rum cellar for those that are not of heroic epic level. And some of the things that will drop with this is blue malice shards for purchasing tier one heroic armor. Heroic collections, drop and name encounters, high-end armor piece via a new quest, and a chance for rare elite mercenary status. Some of the heroic drops, they also talked about the heroic drops, and some of the heroic drops are Red Zeppelin flying mount, which I don't know about you, but I would love to have a Red Zeppelin flying mount.
Yeah,
That
if you
sounds cool.
watch, if you go to EQ2's YouTube channel, the developers kind of showed off the Red Rum campaign, or at least some of the starting zone of it, and they showed that mount, and it's really cool looking. It's one of the cooler mounts I've seen in any games, I think. I really liked it.
Also, they have high-end armor pieces that are dropping for the heroic drops, special war runes, and a chance for rare elite mercenary status. So there's quite a bit of stuff that's coming with the rum cellar, and if you want to know more about that, then I suggest you go to their forums. They go into a lot more detail than we're doing right now, but there's just so much that they're talking about. There's more achievements. They've got a lot of achievements that they put in here.
And the main takeaway of this is that this is the new format, right? I mean, that they are not going to do expansions anymore. They're going to do
Right.
these campaigns.
And yeah, these are the campaigns that they're putting in. It's not an, they're not calling it expansions, they're not calling it updates, they're calling it campaigns. And there's like for the rum cellar one, there are six campaigns going to be, I guess, instituted or implemented into the game.
So
So.
they said this was in response to trying to meet the needs of the community, that they'd heard that Altar of Malice was a little light on content for this level of play, so they're trying to fill this in. And they feel like this, they can, I guess, get content out faster in this method, and that's their plan. We'll monitor it. We'll see. I mean, there's no point in poo-pooing it before it's active.
No,
The content looked good. What in the video?
I mean, you can't. It's too soon to say, well, this is bad or this is good. Like I said, I would like to see some more on what kind of pay model you're talking about here before, because for me, that is a large part of whether I think something is worth it or not. Because you have to assign a value to it. To me, I haven't seen a value assigned to this yet, so I can't say whether it's worth it or not at this point.
We'll talk about pay model here real quick, and we'll see that. And that was a big concern. Like, you read the YouTube comments, people are saying that it's cash grab, as EQ2 is on the decline. And I don't know. I haven't looked at any numbers. I haven't seen any numbers to know that that's accurate or not. And, I mean, it's
Right.
10 years old. I'm sure it's on some sort of the decline. Although that logic may not be true, because I think WoW's up at 10 years, but. I'm sure it is on some sort of decline, but I don't know that it's closing their doors down soon. Maybe it is. I don't know. Any EQ2 developers out there that want to shoot us an email at norathnewsnetwork@gmail.com and let us know about that, that'd be fantastic. But I want to talk about Paymount real quick. So I've subscribed to Daybreak SO. It still says SOE on it when you pay for it right now. So I don't know. The SE points thing. I did a subscription for my first time to subscribe to
Right.
this since, well, I mean, since like 99 or 2000 or so, whenever I was subscribed the first time. I haven't seen anything from it yet. I have no idea what's. I'm such a noob. People out there who are subscribing to this game, to any of the games that you're playing, let me know what you get out of it. I haven't logged into EQ since I paid for the subscription. Maybe it makes more impact there. But in EQ2, all I noticed was that the annoying little pop-up ads went away. But not all of them. Some of them still come up, saying, this is new, sort of thing.
So what you're saying is you've seen no benefit other than the ad, all the annoying ads that pop up.
Well,
Well, not all of
I
them,
don't really want to
most the
go the.
majority of them have
They're
gone away.
not obvious. In SWTOR.
That was obvious,
When
yeah.
you subscribe in SWTOR, it is a completely different game than when you're
It is
playing for
so
free.
much better,
Yeah,
but
it's totally different. When you subscribe in Rift, it's not a huge difference because Rift has a great free-to-play model, but the best, I believe, for anybody wondering, Rift is
I
probably the
think so
best
too,
free-to-play
yeah.
model. When you pay, though, you notice it. There's things you notice. You get stuff, and things become a little bit easier and this and the other. Now, it could be that I haven't played enough EQ2 without the pay model to notice the difference, or what? I don't know. I'll just say, as of right now, I don't know what the difference is. I know I can buy some gear out of it because I get 500 SC coins a month,
But
but
didn't you say the other day when you were trying to use those coins that you were going to get both of us some
some
bags, I
bags,
think it
yeah.
was, and it was going to take all of those coins just to buy one bag?
It was, yeah, I mean, there's some little bags and stuff that are probably things you'll find on those early quests, but I thought the pricing on those was way more than I had anticipated being, and that's probably from playing, from playing other games like that, like playing SWTOR and playing Rift. One thing I'll give it to SWTOR, if you buy their currency, the cartel points, cartel,
Right.
right, it goes a long way.
It does,
It goes a long way, and
yeah.
actually, I found it a pretty good system. Their free-to-play model is not good, but their
No,
pay
it's
model
not.
is actually not terrible. It really
Their pay
isn't.
model is pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually was enjoying SWTOR and thought that we had found a home there for a while, but alas, somebody was not happy with SWTOR and
That's not entirely.
forced us to move on.
That's not entirely true. I've actually, this is as good a spot as any to talk about it. With a certain trailer coming out this week, I've been yearning for some SWTOR. I updated it just the other day because the Star Wars bug,
Don't tease me. Don't tease
the
me.
Star Wars bug has bitten me.
Oh man, the trailer. Oh my Lord, I want to see the movie so bad.
Did you see, I think Lagan hit his mute button mid-sentence there.
I think I did, yeah. What I
We're
said is, I
bringing you
want to see the
professionalism
movie
at every
so
level.
bad. So, in honor of the trailer and the movie coming out, and that's December, I think, are we going to play some more SWTOR?
I definitely want to get back into this some SWTOR lately. It's been on my mind. Like, SWTOR is a good game. And this episode is just completely off the rails. We've talked about so much stuff here, but whatever. I've been really feeling a
It's our
pull.
show. We can talk about
That's
what we
right.
want.
Why not? Yeah. I've been feeling the pull to purchase Elite Dangerous here this past week or two. It looks really cool to me. I like that space combat deal. At one point, I was kind of holding out for Star Citizen, but I don't know that I believe Star Citizen's ever coming out. Maybe it will, but it's sure going to be not anytime soon, I don't think.
You sent me a link to some of the videos, and I went and watched those videos, and it looks really cool.
It does.
It looks like, man, there's a lot of places to visit and just, explore the galaxy type of thing.
Yeah, big
It's
procedural
not
world.
it is not combat centered. It is more exploration centered, I think.
I think it tries to meet the middle ground. That's what I've seen a lot of comments saying. Like, No Man's Sky, which comes out later this year, is mostly exploration, very little combat. Star Citizen, which will come out in 2016, I think is the projection, is going to be more combat centric than exploration centric. And Elite Dangerous is the middle ground.
The balance between the
I
two of
think
them.
that's their thing. It does seem a little slow paced, but I've seen the SWTOR the other day because I love the Galactic Starfighter portion of that game.
Oh, yeah, that's
And a
fun.
lot of people don't, but I loved it. And I was like, maybe if I went and played some Galactic Starfighter, I would could save myself $60 and not buy Elite Dangerous. That would be good. Because really, if I was going to spend $60 on a game, GTA 5 just came out on Steam, and you could guarantee GTA games are always good. It's a safe way to spend your gaming money, which is
That's
very
true. I
liquid.
mean, you'll definitely get your money's worth
Get
with
your
that.
money's worth. So, although I don't think I'm getting it, because I think I've played enough GTAs over my time. But Anyway, that's if somebody had made our attention alert button, we'd play it now. So community, get on that. Send it to nordastnewsnetwork@gmail.com. EQ News.
And also, don't forget the rant button. That's mainly for me because occasionally I will go off on rants
Yeah, the EQ
and
thing. We're gonna run
I'm
through this.
still upset about the axe, by the way.
We're gonna run through this EQ news real quick, and again, we may have to put off our lore to next week because we're a good deal over.
Yeah, I think we can miss Laura for at least one time. So go ahead and
Right.
give them the EQ news.
Okay, so the EQ news is pretty much along the same lines as EQ2 news. They're going to campaigns instead of expansions, although they say they're going to do two a year, and they're going to be the same size as an expansion. So it almost seems like for them, it's really more of a just a name change. The big news for EQ this week was a new progression server coming, and we did polls on that earlier in the year. They were in game. Looks like there's going to be new polls in the game to really refine what we're wanting from those things. But it looks like we're going to see a new progression server of some kind, and we believe that it's going to be a early, like a time lock thing, like Ruins of Kunark or something like that. So that'll be really exciting to see, and we'll keep you posted on that. They're adding
Refresh my memory. What was your preference on the progression server?
Kunark. I wanted to go through Kunark,
Yeah, yeah.
because that's, I think, most of the community. And I don't let me speak for you, people. Feel free to send us emails and tell me I'm wrong, and I'll read them on the air next week. I think that's the golden age of EQ, vanilla and Ruins of Kunark. I think that's the golden age.
I agree, yeah.
I think, Project 1999, I think that's where it's stopped at right now, and a lot of people enjoy that 4,000 people or so playing Project 1999. So I think that's what most players would like to see, but I could be wrong. I mean, there may be people that really just want to see one of the other ones. There's a new item coming to the marketplace on April 22nd called the Legend of the Oathmail. It'll bring the oft-requested Legends of Norrath loot items to your rent to you in randomized bundles that you can trade or sell. Just before the show, off air, Lenny and I discussed that we know Jack Diddley about the Legends of Norrath whole card thing. And we're going to have to look into that so we can talk about it in future episodes because we don't know anything. Nothing. If you're a Legends of
Nada.
Norrath expert and you want
Yeah.
to come on the come on the show.
Please come on the show for our edification, if nothing else. I mean, because we know nothing about this. Actually, when Aileron said, "Hey, do you know about this?" I went, "What are you talking about?" Yeah. So
We just continue.
I'm even more ignorant than he is about it.
Well, that's saying something. And we just continue to noob it
Thank
up
you.
for your enjoyment. So, there you go. We went so long this week. There was a lot of news, though. A lot of news, and we ran through it. So sometimes it's hard to fit it in 30 minutes. But we are, even though this episode is going to be about 40, 30 is still our goal. Sometimes we run a little bit over. Down the line, when next comes around, we may move to a 45-minute or an hour-long show. But right now, we're sticking to 30-minute format. Hope you like it. We don't know. You haven't told us. If you have opinions on it, send them to us. Hey, Lagan, where can they find
Yes.
us? How about that transition? You can't see it, but I shrugged my shoulders in a cool
Well,
little rascal's
that
way.
was really a good transition, I must say. All right, people, you can find us at norathnewsnetwork.com. That's our website. You can tweet us at norathnewsnet, and you can find us on Facebook at Norath News Network. Also, what is that? Google Plus. What is the Google Plus
It's just
tag?
Norris News Network, just like it is on
Norath News
Facebook.
Network.
You can just search it for us, and we've got a page out there. Not a lot of activity on the thing. I'm going to get a player on it soon. It doesn't have a player on it, but it will soon. Soon. That's a defined time range. Soon.
Soon.
And
Wow.
for those of you who recognize the term, it's going to be Blizzard soon.
Oh, Lord.
Um,
Well, that's just wrong
yeah.
somehow. Okay.
Real quick, another social media thing, real quick. I have changed most of my social media stuff over to Aloran. So, if you're interested in, if you're one of our 10 followers out there and you want to play some Steam games with us or something like that, you can find me. My logo is the N3 on most of it, so you can find us on Steam and, oh, I don't know, whatever the iTunes game thing is. I change most of them, so if you're interested, feel free to send me a friend request or a shout or something like that, and maybe you can get on EQ2 or EQ with us and do a little questing.
You know, that really sounded like you were begging for friends, is what it sounded like. I'm just saying.
Well, if I was going to do that,
So
I'd just read my classified ad.
the.
It's like, do you
God.
like piña coladas?
I know your wife, and you better not be having classified ads out there.
Do you enjoy
Anyway,
dancing in
let's move
the
on, please. Let's not dance in the rain anymore.
Okay.
All right, questioners, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned next week for more EQ
Yep,
goodness.
that's going to do us. So, may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norath be epic. Until next time.
Bye.